Welcome back to Business Radio X Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, in terms of some sales mechanics, some selling disciplines, one of the things we need to be conscious of and be trying to put some energy toward is what can we do to reduce, if not remove, risk and anxiety in the people that we're trying to serve, yeah?
Absolutely, and it's something you have to acknowledge right away at the beginning of your, when you're creating your sales process. Assume that whoever you're selling to is going to have some anxiety about making this kind of a decision, because you're asking them to stop doing whatever they were doing or adjust whatever they were doing and try this new thing. And this new thing may not work. They may have been burned by other new things in the past, and there is going to be some anxiety on their part in order to try this new thing. And I know you're confident about your new thing and you're confident that your thing's going to deliver, but your prospect isn't. So they need to feel, kind of safe in making that they're making a wise decision. So some of the things you can be doing is remove some of the risk. What more can you do to ease them into taking some sort of an action to kind of sample what you're doing in a safe way where they're not kind of, you're alleviating some of that anxiety? What more can you do that can move them away from the inertia of not making a decision? Because that's really the biggest thing most people are dealing with when they're selling, is that their prospect doesn't make any choice. They don't. It's not that they buy something else. They just do whatever they were doing in the past, and they don't make a decision to take action at all. So what could you be doing to get them to take some kind of baby step action to get them moving along the path to trying and buying what you're selling? Is there something you can do to create a deadline? Can you force kind of a decision on their part? Can you create more desire for them to not want to miss out on the opportunity? If you can do some of those things, you'll find that your customer or your prospect will be buying more and be less of a fence sitter.